KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky. It's 29 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high near 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In Western Iowa news, authorities say a 47-year-old man from Lakeview who initially escaped a house fire with his wife died after running back into the home. The Sac County Sheriff's Office said in a news release that first responders were called to the house Tuesday afternoon for a fire. Firefighters found the body of Jerry Wayne Brockman just outside the home. Investigators say Brockman and his wife were upstairs when they smelled smoke and fled, but that Brockman had re-entered the home to find the source of the fire. He apparently became disoriented in the smoke and eventually broke out a window on an enclosed porch to escape, but died once outside. An autopsy has been ordered. Fire investigators say the blaze started around a space heater. An appeals court has upheld the murder conviction of a Western Iowa woman who shot and killed her 20-year-old neighbor in 2001. The Iowa Court of Appeals denied post-conviction relief Wednesday to Tracy Richter, who's serving a life in prison in the slaying of 20-year-old Dustin Weedy. Prosecutors contend that Richter lured Weedy into her home in the northwest Iowa town of Early and shot him several times in her bedroom. They say that she killed Weedy as part of a plot to frame her ex-husband during a custody battle. Richter contends she acted in self-defense during a home invasion. She argued her 2011 conviction was tainted by errors from her defense lawyer, the prosecutor, and the judge. The three-judge panel says there's no merit to her allegations and that overwhelming evidence of Richter's guilt was present. Creston Police Department reports the arrest Wednesday afternoon of 52-year-old Kathy Maines of Creston. She was arrested on an Adams County warrant for harassment of the third degree. Maines was released from the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. And a Creston resident living in the 600 block of Wyoming reported that someone came into her house sometime around February 24th and took a PlayStation 3 and two controllers. The theft was reported yesterday. The loss was estimated at $200. A student at the Red Oak High School was arrested Wednesday morning after making alleged threats to a fellow student. The Red Oak police report they were called to the Red Oak High School just after 9 a.m. after reports of a threat were discovered. Officers determined the male juvenile student threatened to bring a knife to school and use it to commit a forcible felony against another student. The student was taken into custody by Red Oak police and charged with harassment in the first degree. A Red Oak man was arrested Wednesday on a warrant for theft in the fifth degree. At around 2:15 p.m., Red Oak police took 23-year-old Zachary Nathan Gobert of Red Oak into custody on a charge of theft dating back to January for stealing, allegedly, $30 in fuel. Gobert was being held on a $1,000 cash bond. The Glenwood Police Department said two arrests had taken place on Tuesday. 52-year-old Terry Jennings of Glenwood was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $300. And 36-year-old Randy Burton of Glenwood was arrested for OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. And the Mills County Sheriff's Office is reporting two arrests. 19-year-old Jeremiah Michael Abdo of Omaha was arrested just before 1 a.m. Wednesday for possession of a controlled substance and possessing contraband. Abdo's bond was set at $6,000. And at around 10 p.m. on Tuesday, 50-year-old James Kent Ott of Red Oak was arrested for OWI second offense and driving while revoked. His bond was set at $3,000. Two Iowa casinos were issued penalties from the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission on Tuesday for gambling violations. Harrah's in Council Bluffs was fined $3,000 for allowing a person who had signed up for a self-ban to get on the gambling floor and win a jackpot. Casino Vice President Janae Sternberg says this case revealed an issue with their screening program.
It was an interesting situation because we did find that our casino management system, which is generally pretty foolproof, definitely isn't when you have someone who changes their last name and moves from one state to another when they've signed up for the self-exclude program.
Sternberg said the person was named Smith, and that added to the problem as their system went through thousands of customers at casinos with that same name.
Unfortunately, it was a very common name, and it did not flag on the birth date and the last name.
She says they've since made an adjustment to check for more information when someone wins a jackpot.
We've implemented some additional procedures for both of our casino services team and our cage teams to anytime we have a jackpot that's hit, they do obtain the Social Security number. But as a rule, that's put in for W-2G purposes only, for tax purposes only. And so we've added that to our casino management system anytime someone's had a jackpot hit that wasn't playing with a card. And so now we run that Social Security scan as well.
The casino also paid the state $16,200 for the jackpot that was paid out to the person. And the Diamond Joe Worth Casino in Northwood paid a $20,000 fine to the state for allowing an underage person onto the gambling floor. In the funeral announcements, Margaret A. Parmalee Sontag, age 72 of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Margaret Parmalee Sontag will be today at 2 o'clock. At the Breton Lutheran Church, Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Dale Fink, age 87 of Greenfield, died March the 2nd at the Stewart Community Care Center. Celebration of Life services for Dale Fink will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Margaret Casper Bauer, age 97 of Manning, died Sunday. A mass of Christian burial for Margaret Casper Bauer will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Jed Kaiser, age 33 of Hancock, has died. A celebration of life for Jed Kaiser will be held Friday from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Carson Community Center. Los Hills Funeral Home in Carson has the arrangements. Mary Louise Hansen, age 97, of Council Bluffs, died Tuesday at the Bethany Lutheran Home. A mass of Christian burial for Mary Louise Hansen will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. And Marjorie Kuzel, age 93, of Manning, died Wednesday at Manning Plaza. Funeral services for Marjorie Kuzel will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.